بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu enable us to do that which is pleasing to him and save us from that which does not please him. My brothers and sisters, I have been asked many times for my opinion about the conversion of Hagia Sophia into a mosque. And people have asked me, what do you think? And they have asked me so many times that I thought, let me tell you what I think. And my submission is, my request to you is that please spread this message far and wide. What I think is, by Hagia Sophia remaining a museum that it was just now before being converted into a mosque, what difference did that make to your or my akhirah? I want you to seriously think about this question before we launch into giving opinions on any issue. The first question to ask is that if it had remained a museum, what difference would it have made to my akhirah? The second question is, now that it has been converted into a mosque, what difference does it make to my akhirah? If the Hagia Sophia remained a museum, was I getting to Jannah or was I getting to Jahannam on that basis? If the Hagia Sophia becomes a mosque and it has been now converted into a mosque, will that mean that I will get to Jannah and I will be saved from the hellfire? If I pray in the Hagia Sophia, am I going to get even one hasana more than what I would get for praying in any other mosque other than the Haramain Sharifain and Al-Aqsa? Except for these three, if I pray in any other mosque in the world, if I pray in the Jama Masjid in Delhi, if I pray in MHMIC in Hyderabad, if I pray anywhere, any masjid, the first masjid in India on the subcontinent in Kodangalur near Cochin, if I pray there, and or if I pray in the Hagia Sophia, is there any difference in the hasanat that I will get? Or does the value of my prayer depend on its quality? If I pray even in the haram, true, the value of salah in the haram is 100,000 times the value of salah anywhere else. And this is from the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said that Allah gives 100,000 times the reward of salah prayed in Masjid al-Haram in Makkah. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if somebody prays in my masjid, which is Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif in Madinah Munawwara, the reward of that is 1,000 times. Not 50,000 and so on, as some people say. The hadith says 1,000. And then there is the reward of praying in Masjid al-Aqsa. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the salah. But I'm saying that if I am praying even in the haram, and the quality of my salah is pathetic, right? I'm not doing any of the actions of salah properly. I'm not sure even if my tahara is correct or not. My thought, my mind, I have no khushu, no khudu, my mind is wandering all over the place. I am forgetting what I am reciting. I don't even understand what I am reciting. If this is the quality of my salah, I am looking here and there. I am moving. I am, you know, pulling my beard or pulling my mishala, or I am pulling my igal or whatever. Right? I am my headgear. I am doing that salah in Masjid al-Haram. Is that salah going to benefit me, or is it actually going to harm me because I am doing all of this in the Masjid al-Haram? So, my question is that conversion of the Hagia Sophia and so forth. So, the question is this. So, ask yourself this question. Let's say, okay, does it affect the quality of my salah? Then, also, the question to ask is, whatever be my opinion, whether my opinion is to say that, yes, it's a great thing, very good, high time it was done, it should have been done. Supposing I say that. Or if I say that this is a wrong decision, it's a very unwise decision, it's a very, uncalled for, unnecessary decision, it's a very stupid decision, whichever thing I say, whether I am in favor of it or I am against it. Either way, what difference will it make to the situation on the ground? If I say this decision is wrong, is that decision going to be reversed? And if I say that this decision was right, then all the criticism for this decision which is coming from different people in the world, is that going to stop? You know the answer. I mean, I'm just asking you these questions because it's not about me. I'm saying that before we comment on any issue, whether it just so happens that this Hagia Sophia thing is the hot one just now. But irrespective of that, seriously ask yourself this question. My brothers and sisters, this life is short. This life is very, very short. And this COVID has shown us how short it is. Right? We didn't believe Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he told us it is short. We didn't believe him when he said, don't even think that if you make salam on your left shoulder, you will be able to complete that salam on your right shoulder. Death can come at any time. We didn't believe him when he said that. So Allah sent us COVID for COVID to convince us that life is short and death can come at any time. Now tell me, in all of that, do you have the time to spend on talking about and getting all heated up and getting all emotional and getting all passionate about something which frankly makes no difference, zero difference to your and my akhirah, and which one way or the other, no matter how we think about it or what opinion we express, absolutely nothing is going to change on the ground? You want to spend time on something like that? Well, if you want to spend time on something like that, please, most welcome. It is your life, it's not my life, but please do not involve me in it. I am not interested. Simple as that. I've got other things to do with my life, and this is not one of them. Right? Think about this. I remember somebody sent me a very, very pithy, very meaningful, but also amusing, thing on WhatsApp. It was a picture of a football match being played, and just now the World Cup has been announced in Qatar, and the matches have been announced and the timetable has been set and so on and so forth, and I'm sure a lot of people are very excited about that, and I'm sure there's a lot of conversation now about which footballer is getting 100 million, which footballer is getting 20 million, and which and this and that, and all kinds of things associated with that, and I'm sure there's a lot of, the pot is boiling. So this little thing, it showed a picture of a football match being played, and it was a picture of not so much of the match, but of the stadium, of the stands. And these were people, you can imagine, I mean, you just go look up and see how the fans behave. So there were these people yelling and screaming, and their paint on their face, and, colors of the teams and jerseys, and screaming up and down and gesticulating. And the tagline said, if all of this emotion could have been spent in something worthwhile. If all of this emotion could have been spent in something worthwhile. My brothers and sisters, let me ask you. I'm asking you, I'm speaking to you as a Muslim. Tell me, if I tell you to list the top three things, I'm not even saying top 10, but I could say top 10 also. If I say list for me, please, the top three things that are and should be of utmost concern for us as Muslims individually and collectively. What's the question? The question is, please list the top three things that should be of concern for us as Muslims individually and collectively. What would you list? What would you list? And I can tell you that if you are a sensible human being, if you are somebody with some education, if you are somebody who really believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the akhirah, your own akhirah, conversion of Hagia Sophia into a mosque will not be one of those three. It will not even be one of those 10. It will not even be one of those 100 if I ask you to list the top 100 things. Then why are you wasting your time emoting and debating and discussing and arguing and ruining your personal friendships and straining them and getting angry with each other and so on and so forth? Why are you doing all of that over an issue that has absolutely no significance whatsoever in your personal life or collectively in the life of this ummah, when there are other things, starting with whether Allah will be pleased with you or not when Malakul Maut comes to meet you, and that can happen right now, or the absolutely critical issues that face this ummah, Muslims as Muslims, which are related to our very survival as people. You want to leave all of that aside. We will not spend time on that. We will not cry before Allah for that. We will not spend a single dollar on that. We will not spend any effort and energy on that. And yet, we are ready to be riled up into arguments and into all kinds of things about something like this. You ask me for my opinion about the conversion of Hagia Sophia into a mosque. This is my opinion. Jazakumullahu khairan wa salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.